Hello to everyone. May God bless you. A big hug in the Lord. Today, we are going to talk about that root of bitterness that does not allow us to have joy and peace in our being. And that is why we're going to open our Bibles in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. The word of our Lord reads in Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord states, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. This God we are speaking of, this God the Bible speaks of, is a God of hope who teaches us to be positive, to trust in Him, to know that something good is going to happen whenever we know that God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who is Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it states here, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So let us start with the part of believing. Believing is trusting in Him, having faith, knowing that He exists. That is why God speaks to us through dreams, visions, and that glorious gift of prophecy. And when we begin to believe in Him, when you begin to trust in Him, then you are going to fill yourself with peace and joy. And it states that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is what we see reflected in our church. That God abounds us in hope, and He makes us be positive that with Him it can be done. Because in church we see that manifestation of the Holy Spirit, of the power of God. And in as much as we believe, in as much as we value, in as much as we fall in love with God, in as much as we read the Bible, we get to know this God of hope. Another name for God, the God of hope. And the most beautiful thing that exists, and what humanity as a whole does not have, but something that you and I have, we have the opportunity to know this God who lives. God, our Creator, He's going to give us joy and peace. That has no price. But for that, we must believe. To have that, we must take measures in our lives, in the way we live, act, dress, think. And we will see in abundance that hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to see God's power in our lives, in our beings. And that is why, in as much as we get to know the things of God, and as much as you and I have the opportunity to know that God does speak, that God does live, that God does exist, it states in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 12, the word of our Lord reads, therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. I am reading in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 12. It states, therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. What does that mean? That a man, that a woman who knows the living God, this God who is hope, this God who makes us promises and who spoils us. And once again, I repeat, He speaks to us through dreams, visions, and prophecy. This God who gives experiences that are one of a kind and true. We cannot, as the Bible states here, have our hands hang down, because it states, strengthen the hands which hang down. And what does that mean? That there are many believers whose hands hang down and they have feeble knees, meaning they are defeated. It's almost like they worry over nothing, making a mountain out of a molehill because of all the difficulties they go through, because of all the situations they go through. But today, with this scourge that the entire world is going through, with this COVID-19, which has wreaked havoc in our mental life and in our physical life and financially. But we see how a man or a woman who knows that God lives, that God speaks, who God has made promises to, why would they lower their guard? Why would they feel defeated? Why don't they have hope? Why don't they have joy? Why don't they have peace? Why don't they rest easy? Why do they have feeble knees? If we must all be like soldiers of our Lord, a soldier, as the Bible describes it when it speaks of God's armor, has a shield, has a sword. So a soldier must have that shield held high to protect himself. To protect from what? From the darts of the enemy. Meaning the devil. The devil is constantly sending, throwing those thoughts. He wants to see you destroyed. And when people hang their hands down, like they're dragging them, and they're like frozen. Remember, the Bible states that the devil walks about like a roaring lion. If we freeze before that roaring lion, he can destroy you. He can end you. And so how sad is it that time passes by and instead of having that joy and that peace abound in our hearts, on the contrary, many feel defeated. They feel like they're forgotten. And that is why I invite everyone who's listening to have faith, to have more trust in this God who lives, this God the Bible speaks of, so that you don't have feeble knees, meaning that you're able to walk, that you're able to have your hands held high to protect yourself, your sword, the Word of God in your hand, and for you to be able to face any adversity, whatever you go through, whether it's something emotional or physical or financial, for you to know that with God, we will obtain the victory. But for that, we have a great requirement in verse 13, which states, and make straight paths for your feet. Meaning, how can I receive and have this God be of hope to me? How can I not lose my joy and peace? What? How do I do this? I must make straight paths for my feet, meaning that you know a path, a gospel, a doctrine. And God wants you to continue straight in that doctrine and that gospel, for you to not go astray left or right, but for you to always have a north, and that north is God's path, is pleasing God. And it says, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. But this lame means someone who's spiritually lame. It means that he has one foot in the things of God, wanting to please God, but the other foot perhaps in the world. And the Bible states that the world is like mud, meaning like ground that if you step on it, you can sink in it. Therefore, it states, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. So I invite you, I encourage you, all believers, those of you who are listening, that you may ask God to heal you from that spiritual lameness, for you to remain steadfast with that hope that with God, you're going to have victory. That with God, He's going to get you out of any difficulty, no matter how difficult it may seem to you. But that is where this God we have acts. This God who speaks. This God who lives. This God who is offering us eternal life. This God who wants to heal you. But each of us choose in our free will whether or not we want to walk in that straight path, which is the doctrine, the gospel. Not let our guard down. Not have feeble knees. It states in verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 12, pursue peace with all people. Listen, those of you who like to argue, who like to fight with everyone. Oh, I don't let anyone mess with me. That makes it very difficult for the God of hope to fill us with joy and peace. Because this God wants you to be at peace with everyone, for you to love God above all things. But the second great commandment is to learn how to love your neighbor, to understand them, to value them, to do good to as many people as you can. That is what God wants. And that is why it states here, pursue peace with all people and holiness. When I seek peace with all people because I love my neighbor, I avoid contentions. I avoid dissensions. And it states in holiness. And what does holiness mean? It means to stop sinning. It means to be perfect, something that we must become on a daily basis. It's to follow those straight paths for our feet. That is how we attain that holiness. I know that whenever we get to know the path of God, we come full of lust, meaning displeasing God in many different ways. But God teaches us His path, His doctrine, and He teaches us good and evil. And everyone decides whether or not they want to do good, whether or not they want to leave that old man behind and depart from that carnal life they used to live in, that worldly life they used to live in, and leave sin behind. Because you leave behind wrath, contentions, dissensions, idolatry, gossip, jealousies, wrath, contentions, dissensions, well, orgies, drugs, bad words. How many other sins? Inasmuch as you leave each and every one of them, one by one, weaknesses that you had, that lust, then you perfect yourself in that. And the addition of all perfection is holiness. And what reward does that have? It states, without which no one will see the Lord. And that is that reward that we will have. That inasmuch as we believe in Him, that inasmuch as we value the things of Him, and you seek perfection, that perfection which is, I'm going to leave drunkenness behind. I perfected myself. I left drunkenness behind. I'm going to leave envy behind. I left envy behind. I'm going to leave gossip. I leave gossip behind. I'm going to leave wraths. I leave wraths behind. And all of that added together gives me holiness. And it states, without which no one will see the Lord. And it turns out that when we, as we acquire that holiness, as I try to have that peace or to be at peace with everyone because I am making straight paths for my feet, then that God of hope is going to fill us with joy and peace. And we will see the Lord in everything we do. And whenever you pray to Him, whenever you ask God for a favor, sure enough, God will answer you. Because this God is not far away. He's very near us, right there next to each and every one of us. And this God wants to bless us. And this God wants to fill us with His presence. And He wants to spoil us. And He wants us to feel like His special treasure in His hands. And that is when you know what a blessing it is to know the living God, this powerful God. It states in verse 15, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Look at what it states here, that we need to look carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. And what is the grace of God? It's that great blessing that we have because we know Him. That God has had in His infinite mercy the desire to choose us, to call us, so that we may know that He speaks, that He lives, that He exists, that the Bible is not just one extra book. No, it was written by holy men of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And here in the Church of God, Ministry of Jesus Christ International, God, using that great apostle, our Sister Maria Luisa, has been revealing His doctrine, and He has allowed us to know it. And why? Why does He allow us to know these good news, this gospel, this first heaven, which is to truly know God? And why do I speak of a heaven? Because in order for there to be a heaven, God must dwell in a place, and God dwells in the church, and God wants to dwell in each and every one of our hearts. And that is why God wants to give us grace, which is when people like you, when doors are open for work, or in our love life, or financially speaking. And many people say that it's because of the abilities that each of us have, but no. Everything is because of His mercy, because of His grace. God is the one who gives us that grace. God gives it, and God can take it away. And so, brothers and sisters, let us always make straight paths for our feet, so that we may always have that grace, that favor from God in all things that we do. And it also states here, lest any root of bitterness springing up, meaning whenever someone stops enjoying the grace of God, it means that what? It means that some type of root of bitterness has sprung up. And that root of bitterness can be envy or resentment or jealousy. That which harms your soul and your heart in you. And therefore you will never have that joy and that peace that this God of hope gives. Because that root of bitterness is like a cancer that causes trouble, that defiles you, that doesn't allow you to sleep well because you're always thinking about that person that you don't like, that why do they have this blessing, or why don't they have this, or why do they have more, why do they have less? And so that feeling becomes a root of bitterness. And it states, and causes trouble. And that's why many have become defiled. And because when someone has envy towards someone or has resentment towards someone, they always want to defile or contaminate everyone else. And they will speak ill of that person to you. So then, in that moment, we become that stumbling stone or rock of offense. And then the wrath of God will come against us because of that root of bitterness. Because you want others to know what you have deep inside against that believer or against that person. Because you want others to not like them just like you. You want others to be towards them the way you are, so you can defile hearts or souls. So may God protect us from that. So that the God of hope may always give us that joy and that peace. And that No root of bitterness ever springs up in us. May God bless you and may God protect you. Oh God of glory, good Father, extend your powerful arm, O Lord. Cleanse our minds and our hearts. Remove any root of bitterness. And allow us to always have the ability, the understanding to walk in straight paths for our feet and pursue peace with all people and follow holiness to be able to always see you in everything that we do in our daily life and recognize that you live. Work healings, O Lord, miracles. Help us financially in our love life, but especially in our spiritual life. So that with this God of hope, we may have that strength, that faith in believing, in knowing that you live, that you exist. For our sister Maria Luisa, O Lord, we ask you that you may bless her and fill her with your presence. Give her many years of life, O Lord. But today I beg you that in your infinite mercy, O Lord, you may allow me to understand and allow everyone to understand that you are the greatest being, the greatest treasure we have. That there be prosperity and blessing for everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen.